We're ready to make the announcement.
Let's make it.
Drum roll, please. Hey, Adam, why don't you make the announcement? And the winner is...
Paul Leonard from Bristol, Tennessee.
Paul, congratulations.
And I believe that was a unanimous vote, right?
You know, it was narrowed down by a panel of judges, and then when we got to the finalists, Paul was a unanimous vote among the top finalists. So congratulations, Paul. Hey, Mark, since he's not with us, do you want to... Let's play his segment.
Yeah.
Let's be reminded of how funny he really was, and then we'll let you make some comments about it, okay?
All right.
Paul.
This fella bought him a brand new Mercedes sports car, and he was out trying it out, and of course he was running at excessive speed, and he looked in his rearview mirror and saw a highway patrolman. And he thought, well, I'm not going to stop for that patrolman, so he speeded on up. He got up to about 90, and he thought, well, you know, and looked back, and there he was. He's still back there. So he gets over 100 miles an hour, and he thinks, you know, I could kill myself and wreck my car. So he pulls over and stops. Highway patrolman comes up and says, sir, I don't know what you were doing, but he said, I've had a very bad day. He said, if you can give me any reason I haven't heard before, he said, why you're doing this, he said, I'll let you go. The guy said, sir, my wife ran off with a highway patrolman, and I thought you was bringing her back.
So there you go, Paul. That's not bad at all. All right, Mark, you were impressed by Paul.
Yeah, that was my favorite, too. That was unanimous. That's just a funny joke. And he told it. He great delivery. He didn't beat around the bush. Yeah. You know, the secret to a joke, I tell you, is this. Bill Gaither tells a lot of jokes. He loves jokes. I'm not really into jokes. I'm more into true stories. Like if someone comes up to me and says, hey, did you hear what happened to me today?
Yeah.
I'm all ears.
Yeah.
Because I just love true stories. Well, Bill loves... The key to a joke is the weaker the punchline, the shorter the setup.
Mm.
Don't take a long time setting up a weak punchline. Because sure. You'll bore your audience, and they're not thrilled once you get to it. They're relieved it's over.
That kind of sounds like our morning show.
He did that well. He got to the punchline. He didn't make the setup too long, and it was perfect.